Hello, Patreon. Thank you so much for your support, ongoing and forthcoming.
What? Oh, man. That's why we don't let you start these.
We just got to get to the meat of it.
Yeah.
What I wanted to talk about is now that we're coming into winter, I've realized a lot of things go through my mind in the morning. And I'm just wondering, if you're going to have a day around the house, are you putting socks on, putting shoes on?
Oh, fuck, that's a good question.
Yeah, we can talk about it now.
Because
as well,
there are times when I go, no, I won't put socks on. And then very quickly, I'm like, my feet are really cold. I should have put socks on.
So just to start, what's your default? Let's say on average,
degrees.
If I came to your home, I would see you in?
This time of year, getting colder, I'd have socks on around the house.
What sort of socks?
No shoes, just socks.
Just socks.
Do you have like home socks?
No, I just pick a pair.
You're happy putting
pick a pair,
sock to floor?
Yeah, absolutely.
Any sock to floor.
Are you not putting sock to floor?
No, sock to floor is fine, but I don't know why you wouldn't pick like a bit of a thicker slot.
It depends. If it's like really chiller, then I'll be like, I'll get the Explorers out.
Oh, yeah.
But if it's just they're my good like socks for work and stuff. So I kind of want to reserve them for that. I don't want to waste them.
So you wear Explorers at work?
Yeah, because they cushion your feet a bit.
Okay.
The point being, I don't want to waste them on around the house stuff.
Why don't you buy more of them?
That's a potential solution, but one I'm not interested in.
Could we put some of the Patreon money to that?
But I also realized, do you ever put your shoes on around the house? Well, first off, are you guys socking around the house?
I would, if you came over at any given point in time, I'm most likely barefoot around the house.
Are you rocking slippers though?
Really? In a cold boy?
Very rarely, but I do. I have started wearing slippers more because they're so damn comfy.
Yeah.
And I never knew.
So why would you preference barefoot over slipper?
Because it just feels more natural.
But don't your feet get really cold?
Yeah, I guess they do. But then I'll use a blanket instead.
Well, because the thing I find, it's like if I go to put the socks on after the fact, my feet just don't get warm. They're like, I'm cold now.
So it's not like
I'm cold now.
It's not like putting a little jacket on your feet.
It's not. They get done.
Oh, God. Wow.
Takes me back to that time. I think I got a photo of it of Christian in the old house, your old house, walked into his room, door open, freezing night, heater at his feet, barefoot. Yeah. What an idiot.
What about old dickhead over here who bloody crucified me at the time?
I did, and I stand
Joshua,
by it.
Joshua Porter. But now, what do you do?
I like a little heated blanket around.
With
it.
The
wait, what?
Door open.
Walking around.
He bloody
around.
Leaves the door open
for the
and
fresh
then wraps
air.
Himself in a heated blanket.
Is this one of the Aldi? It's not.
No. But it's just like it's like a heated blanket. It's like a throw rug that's got coils in it.
Yeah, I love this.
It's great.
They're amazing.
But the difference.
What
is,
about taking issue with his behavior?
No, but
I like the door open too.
But mine's more efficient because it's directly tapped on my bed. I'm not wasting throwing heat out into the air, into the room.
Wait a second. What's the difference here, right? Is it about the efficiency, about me losing heat, or is it about
coils.
Me having power on with the...
I think it's...
Dissipation. It's heat dissipation.
I really would need to know the power output of both devices to have a good leg to stand on.
So you still want to stand on a leg? You're not
I'd
willing
like
to concede?
Does it have a sock on?
No. But yeah, it feels like mine is directly connected to my body and not as wasteful.
Okay, well, I guess
that's
you
all.
Win again.
Who put you onto that? Who put you onto that electric blanket?
Georgia had one down. It was just perfect in the blanket. I was like, I'll get one for myself.
They're utter game changers for the home.
They're so comfy.
They're so
especially
nice.
In a house
too
who don't
hot.
Have heating.
Too hot.
When you don't have proper heating in a house as well, it's great.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
For the first time in a very long time, since my childhood home, I've ducted heating in the rental. Jesus. That'll heat a home up quick.
A lot of people talk about the CSIRO, you know, Wi-Fi. What else do they invent? Other shit.
Tires, rubber tires, or was that NASA?
Great, I don't know. Great, it's one of the other acronyms. Greatest
Steve Irwin.
Great, is that an acronym? greatest Australian invention? Be the Uggs. If they're Australian.
Uggs.
No, disagree.
If they're Australian.
Disagree. Wait, animal cruelty, disagree.
Got you there.
But you can still invent.
Mockies.
Oh, Mockies.
I don't know.
Wait, do you have Uggs?
No.
No, are there vegan Uggs?
I'm sure there would be.
Well, why don't you have them?
He does.
I wear I'm barefoot.
Oh, sorry. I remember now.
But
you go.
Let me qualify. Now, recently, I have been putting shoes on in the morning to make me feel more ready for work.
Even though it's a day around the house.
Even though I'm working from home.
I like that.
It makes me feel like I'm going to work. You got your shoes on. Yeah. You're a professional
man. What is the article of clothing that you can wear that makes you feel the least like you're working at home? I think it's just a pair of pants that's just baggy.
Yeah.
No, the tracksuit pants, anything. The least like you're... Oh, wait.
No, that's what I meant.
The most like...
He wants to know what makes you the least like you're at work. Tracksuit pants.
Yes. The thing that it's the greatest risk to you not thinking you're at work when you're at home.
And then
I think tracksuit pants. Did anyone say that?
And then the inverse of that, it's a dress shoe, right? What is the one thing you wear around? Or is it a tie? Would you pop a tie on?
No way.
Tracksuit pants, tie and dress shoes? What are you talking about?
No.
Would a woman pop on some heels around the work from home to make them feel?
That's a fucking funny idea.
Putting your shoes on to make you feel at work.
It's better than being barefoot, but you don't put high heels on so no funny.
That's like saying, would a woman wear a wedding dress to the park when they're walking the dog?
That is the worst equivalent.
So good.
Oh, wow.
Dion, if we came over to your home.
Yeah, would I be in heels?
What would you be wearing on your feet?
I'd be wearing my Uggs. I'd be wearing potentially tracksuit pants. Or Uniqlo have these pants that look like chinos that are very tracksuity. I had this experience, but it was about 5 years ago. I was at work and they also have these jeans. This guy was wearing these jeans and he was like, I was like, oh, jeans, they look good. And he's like, they're not jeans at all. They look exactly like jeans, but they're tracksuit pants.
Yeah, right.
So I want a pair of those.
But isn't that mentally still a hurdle? Because you know you're in tracksuit pants.
Yeah, but others don't.
There's something about the discomfort that makes you know, that informs you that you're ready for work.
Yeah.
Isn't that a shocking thing? I need to be uncomfortable to know I'm at work.
Yeah.
Far out.
I think it's also like, it's also, if you're freeballing in a pair of tracksuit pants, then you're not at work, are you?
No, you're not.
Like you have to have a good solid pair of underpants on.
Depends on your job.
The audience members that don't have testicles,
freeballing
are there any?
When you don't have, we don't wear underwear.
No underwear.
Yeah.
Dion though, under the Uggs, are you popping socks on or is it bare feet?
Oh, that's just a great question. That's a great question.
Because I used to find when I had Uggs as a kid, if I just didn't have socks on, they got sweaty. My feet would get a bit sweaty.
Yeah, they shouldn't though, because sheep don't get sweaty and wool doesn't get sweaty.
Maybe they were synthetic ones.
You ever stood in a sheep before? Your feet get sweaty then.
It's such an interesting thought though. The thought that, maybe I shouldn't buy Uggs because they're made. But wait. Isn't that fine? Are they just shorn?
No, it's not fine.
Why? Tell me about wool.
Because we've bred sheep to need to be shorn. I went to Edgar's Mission last weekend.
I don't know what that is.
Which is an animal sanctuary. It's a farm. They essentially rescue farm animals.
Sounds like a farm.
And yeah.
What, were they behind a fence?
No, but the animals run the farm. It's an animal farm.
Great.
And they had sheep there that hadn't been bred for their wool, and they shed their wool.
Oh no!
That's what's supposed to happen
in a shed as well, probably.
In
right?
the shed,
double
they,
shed.
Yeah, they build
double
a shed.
Shed.
And then you have sheep who have been bred to grow wool.
Yeah.
And if you leave them to their own devices, they essentially just become one big cotton ball.
Hang on.
Wool ball.
GMO.
I see. But do you think if you're an animal, like the idea of a human shedding their hair, that'd be a nightmare, right?
It is. Yeah.
But do you think but I feel like an animal, maybe they feel the same way. So like maybe they're thinking, oh fuck, we haven't been bred to grow this out, but God, this is bad. imagine sheep pattern baldness.
It's just like, I just walked past the fence and a whole club came out. I know, it's fucked.
So good.
Anyway, what I was going to say originally is that I got to pat the sheep. Jeez, it feels like a bloody woolen jumper. When you put your hand on there, you're like, you feel fucking fantastic.
Kind of a bit greasy though, right? That was my memory
bit,
of.
Yeah. It's a bit hydrophobic.
Do they have any idea how good they've got it? They would be one of the animals.
How good they are. In terms of wearing a woolly jumper all the time.
Factory farming. Pretty great.
Do you say they're wearing a lovely woolly jumper all day?
It's merino.
What about merino?
They are icebreaker.
What about on a hot day?
That's where it comes to the fore. The merino's great on a hot day.
You're going
to
cover yourself in merino wool on a hot day.
I know, it's good when it's wet, isn't it? It's not good on a hot day.
Just hose them down. They got it great.
What is, if you could have one animal covering, what would you have?
Not a great conversation for me. Human.
So he means in like a genetic sense. If there was going to be some
genetic. If I was an animal.
Mutant, yeah. If you're a mutant.
What skin? What
if you're
animal
an X-Men
skin?
And you're a mutant.
What would you want?
What would you want?
Look at you. Your brain's rapidly thinking, oh, what do I want? Do I want one of those cats, the bald cats?
Maybe scales.
Nah, I want something that repels water. I think like a duck maybe.
Scales sounds like a good option.
Actually, duck down. Is good. That's real good.
Stop turning it into the product. Yeah, what do we get when we fucking kill them?
What about veal? But like, I meant like a really hydrophobic.
Yes, yeah,
feather.
Something.
Yeah, that's great.
I don't think we like to be like that on this podcast.
You have 5 weeks for that. Oh, shit.
We're out.
Just one tiny thing I did wanted to touch on. What under what circumstances when you come to a house you're taking your shoes off, Christian? Quickly.
When you see a pile of shoes at the front door.
Cool. Great,
Dion.
Always offering.
Always offering.
Always offering, should and I then insisting. The yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, are you Josh? Mud boots to the house.
Generally, like if you're hanging out for a while, I'll take them off.
You really? Like taking them off?
At a guest's house.
Yeah. It's a huge sign of respect.
You're visiting someone and taking your shoes off in their home.
I've got them off right now.
What?
Do you always take them off?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you got socks on. They explore it. They're explorers.
But we're at work.
I'm free balling.
thank you
so much. Patrick, thank you so much. I'll see you in a little while. But these boys.
Yeah.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah, can't wait.
Don't you?
But yeah, have fun, Dino.
Thank you.
So it is just a bit of an open-ended trip. Just
a bit of an open
out.
Tidbit. Yeah.
More tidbits.
Tidbit, going to Korea for a month, probably Japan for a month. Then maybe going to Sri Lanka for a little bit. And then maybe going to Turkey.
What's informing these, when you say those names, what's informing these decisions?
They're just places that, like food is one thing. But they're just places that I've really kind of like looked at from afar. They're near places that I've wanted to go. But I don't know. Not considering.
You love an Asian country.
I just love Asian food.
But you know what's crazy? It's like you can pick any country.
What provides that?
I know, right?
We can all do that
to an extent. But you are boxed out of, like we were talking about, some of the Scandinavian nations, right? Like you're priced out.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're going on a long trip.
If you're going on a long trip, you have to be a bit thoughtful about where you're going.
Totally. It's nuts. And that's how you make it, like, you make it sustainable by staying in hostels. So staying in $40 hostels every night.
Oh, God, right. It'll be great.
Yeah, but
great,
it'll be shit as well. It'll be shit. I want my own time.
It's so fun. You know what's the danger now, though? As we get a bit older, staying in hostels, you become the old guy at the hostel.
But I don't. Fortunately, I don't look old.
What? That's true.
That's true as well. But in my experience, when we were staying in hostels.
You love them, don't you?
What, hostels?
No, the older people. Oh, I thought you were going to say the older people in hostels. No, I fucking love those people.
There were heaps of them.
Oh, that's
when we were traveling. I was interesting. Like, I don't feel old here at all. Great. There's young, definitely a younger cohort, but I never felt old.
That's good.
Yeah. I think you're still vibrant. Yeah. Beautiful boy.
Beautiful boy on a beautiful trip.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks, patrons. Say g'day if you want. Whenever. Yeah. Whenever you want.
Whenever you want.
Turkey, Crete, say it in whatever language you want. I'll understand it. I've got this. Thank you so much.
See you guys.
Bye.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. B